So thank you. So the question I'm asking today is, can we reduce a disease with harvest? So Fusarium head blight and soft red winter wheat grown in Ohio is a major concern. It causes a lot of economic loss up into the millions when severe epidemics. More importantly, the flour from soft red winter wheat is the main ingredient in Krispy Kreme donuts, so we don't want those to go up. But the pathogen infects the wheat head at flowering, infects the open anthers, but the conditions need to be warm and humid, environmental conditions. Once the head is infected, if it's a single strip spikelet, it can spread throughout the head if those warm and humid conditions consist. So as the fungus grows, it can kill the seedlings. Up here on the top left, we have some example of healthy wheat seedlings. And on the bottom left, we have, those are called tombstones. As the disease infects the spikelet and the spike throughout the head, it can cause this, the white, chalky, shriveled kernels. It can also just kill the kernels in general. So when you bring it to the mill, this is often called FDK, Fusarium damaged kernels, and you're docked for that. In addition to these FDK kernels, it also causes a vomitoxin called deoxynivalenol, or DON as I'm going to refer to it, which is toxic to humans and livestock. So at PPMs over 2, or at concentrations over 2 ppm, it can be rejected at the mill. So our thought behind this research was, if we could harvest the wheat earlier at a higher moisture, this would stop the fungal growth earlier, and then we could dry it down. That would stop any accumulation of the DON. What's the thought? So our experimental design was a 3-factorial split plot randomized complete block design. Harvest date was the main plot factor, and then we had 3 varieties in an inoculated and a non-inoculated treatment. Our 3 varieties were Malabar, which is a moderately resistant, Bromfield, which is a moderately susceptible, and Hopo, which is a susceptible variety. Typically, these varieties flower at a similar period, but with some unseasonably cool and high temperatures this year, it ranged quite a bit. It got the flowering dates quite off, so we inoculated at 50% anthesis. And as you can see, the day and nighttime temperatures weren't what I mentioned as far as warm and humid. With our susceptible variety, it was at 40 degrees at night, which didn't result in a very, very good inoculation. So with the harvest treatment, we had 1 week in between the treatment. And with the variability in flowering date, our target goal was 19% moisture, and we ended up with a range from 19 to 24%. Then 1 week later, everything had dried down to 13, and we harvested them for the late harvest. So looking at quantifying the disease, so we did this prior to harvest to all the plots. Here we combined the inoculated and non-inoculated because there was no effective inoculation. Here you can see there is a significant effect of the variety as far as the susceptible one having higher incidence on the left, and then the severity is on the right. There is a large amount of error within plots. Once again, there was a variability within the plots as far as heading also, which made it difficult to find some results. Looking at the grain quality and the yield, we would have thought that the yield may have increased the later harvest, decreased with the later harvest, but we actually seen an increase in the 2 Malabar and Bromfield. This is really related to, because they were harvested at such high moistures, grain field hadn't completed yet. This is supported with our findings in test weight, where their test weights did increase. So test weight is maximum at 18%. So that's why we kind of suspect that we didn't see the yield effects. So our FDK ratings, we've seen a significant effect of the variety, the susceptible variety, but we weren't able to measure a harvest difference. Looking at our samples, the early had a lot of shriveled seeds that were just due to undeveloped seed, or not fully developed seeds, so it was the ratings. But you can see the Fusarium, the black kernels in the late one. So overall, we didn't see a significant effect of harvest date. We suspect, obviously, weather played a major role the cool season during inoculation. Also, 1 week between harvest may not have been a long enough period to see a difference. So thank you.